Good afternoon, News Editor. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
All right. I'm just inquiring as to getting my parrot microchipped. The last time I had to get a parrot microchip was 4 years ago, and the consultation was only $70, and it was only about $150 on top of that to get them sedated and microchipped. And it's apparently a lot more now. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, COVID helped jack up the prices for everything. And, it's quite a bit more expensive.
I'm a bit surprised because, I was expecting to ring up and people go, $100 for the consult, but everywhere is saying $170. So I'm just trying to do a price comparison. So,
that's right.
So what are you guys for the microchip and the consultation, and does the microchipping cost include the anaesthetic or is that a separate charge?
No, so the microchipping includes the anaesthetic and that's $180 for the microchipping and, including the anaesthetic and pain relief because, as you know from experience, quite a big needle. And our consultation is $179.
Okay, so $179 for the consult.
Yeah, and then $180 for the microchipping.
And I think that is still cheaper than the unusual pet vet and cheaper than the place at Greenslopes, because the place at Birds and Exotic Brisbane at Greenslopes, they're asking $179 for the consultation, $250 for microchipping, including anaesthetic, but then they're also saying that if the bird is a bigger bird, it might need more anaesthetic cost. But at the end of the day, my bird is a Myers parrot. They're not very common, M-E-Y-E-R-S, and they're in between the size of an Indian ringneck and a conure. So they're not quite as big as a Alexandrine or an Amazon, but they're very much in between the size of an Indian ringneck and a conure. So that's a set price. It wouldn't change?
Yeah, no. It doesn't change, yep. So it's $180 if you've got a macaw or if you've got a budgie.
Okay. No, well, that's slightly better than $250 minimum that they wanted. And then what's your first available appointment that you would have?
First available is tomorrow. I can do morning or afternoon. And then I've got throughout the week as well.
Okay, so tomorrow morning I would have to do any time from 9:30 onwards because you guys are, according to maps, how long is it saying? It's saying that you are 55-minute drive for me.
Yeah, okay, so I can do a 9:30 or I've got a, what have we got here? I can do a 10:30.
You can't do 10 o'clock?
No, based on our scheduling, we just sort of,
No, that's all right.
I could do a 10 past 10.
Yep, that would be better, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course. No worries at all. I'll grab your details because we haven't seen you before, have we?
No, I don't think so.
That's all good.
But 10 past 10, that just means that I could drop him off to school at, 9 o'clock and guaranteed get there by 10 o'clock. 15 minutes to give or take if I want a coffee or a pee stop on the way.
Of course. No, that's all good. Now, what was your first name?
Sally, S-A-L-L-Y.
And your surname?
My surname is Torov, T-O-R-D-O-F-F.
F for Freddie?
Yep.
Yep, and what's your email address?
Sally Lynn, 1979.
Now, is that L-Y-N-N-E?
L-Y-N-N, no E.
Okay, perfect. Good thing I checked. And 1979?
Yep. At gmail.com.
Wonderful. And the number you're calling from, is this your best contact?
Correct.
Alrighty, I'll just jot that one down, ending in 606.
And how much is it for wing clipping? Because the unusual pet vet also wanted to charge me $55 just for wing clipping on top of everything else. And I'm thinking, if you're already forking out several hundred dollars for, getting that done, you wouldn't think that that you'd be asking for another $55 for the wing clipping.
Yeah, so look, ours is 45 and it's up to the vet's discretion. Usually they will charge it in larger birds, but it's usually 45 for the wing tripping, and they can do it at the time of the consultation as well.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't really have the money to do the wing clipping as well. That's the problem.
That's all right. We can also tape them for you. It does the same sort of thing without actually trimming the wings.
What is that?
It's literally just putting a bit of tape on those primary flight feathers that we would usually cut to prevent them from getting lift.
Okay. And how much does that cost?
I don't think we would charge you for that.
That would be great because I've just adopted him and I was told that he was tame. He tolerates it, but he's not tame. And he spends the first 5 minutes trying to bite me, and it takes him a good 5 to 10 minutes to stop biting me. And then after that, he just lets me hold him and pat him. But you can tell he's not 100% happy about it. So
having to do those trust exercises.
Yeah, so it's just going to take a lot of handling and probably a month where I'm handling him for a couple of hours every day continuously.
Yeah.
Days a week for probably a month before he snaps out of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's also other trust exercises that you can do, and we can talk to you about that tomorrow at your consultation.
Yeah.
Now, what's your home address?
My home address is number 8 Glendevon Street, Thornland.
Sorry, what was the...
Thornland.
Perfect, got you there. Alrighty. Now, what is this little one's name?
I'm going to be naming him Dancer because he does love to dance, and I know that will come out in time. His personality
is
going to take a little bit of time because they showed me a video, the people that I got him from Gumtree, and he was dancing in it, and they said, this is how he is. He's a big clown. When his personality comes out, he's just a big clown. I was like, okay. And then I thought, well, I've had other birds in the past, and I wanted something that wasn't similar to them, and I thought Emerald would be nice, but then that's not a boy's name. If you shorten it to Emmy, it's a girl's name. So I thought, hey, why don't just call him Dancer, because he loves to dance and he's got a clownish personality. So
that's very cute. Now, is he DNA sex to male?
Yes, he's definitely a boy.
Okay, perfect. And how old?
And I have got the clutch date, which I think was the 3rd, 2023, if I'm remembering correctly. So he's approximately 2.5 years old.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okie dokie. And his DNA sex, just so I can pop it on his file, and we'll pop it on his microchip as well.
Yes, he's supposed to be DNA sexed.
Oh, did they give you a certificate?
No. I think the breeder just said that he was DNA sexed.
They love to say that.
So, I don't think they've got a certificate for him that he is a boy, but the breeder that they got him from said he was DNA sexed.
Alrighty.
I just can't afford the extra cost of a blood test. If I could, I would, but I just can't.
No, that's not a problem. Alrighty, well, we will see him tomorrow, 10 past 10. Just don't give him any soft fruits or veggies or any soft foods in the morning because of the anaesthetic. They can regurgitate afterwards, and it's an aspiration risk. So just no soft foods in the morning.
Yep. Well, it was funny. One of the birds I previously had, when I gave them a piece of fruit or vegetable that they really, really liked, and it was one of their favourites, they'd always reserve a little bit, and then when I'd go to handle them, they'd spew it up on my shoulder, and I'd be like, thanks for saving that for me. Not
lovely. No, this one's an aspiration risk post to the anaesthetic, so it's,
But dry
really
food is fine. Pellets is fine. Do you want me to remind you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And because you'll be seeing us so early in the morning as well, you can remove his water as well, just for the travel.
Yeah, I will.
Alrighty.
All right, thank you so much for that.
That's okay. We will see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.